This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abam, Agon Chodesh. We have a very interesting sugya today, and that is the sugya of the Machlokes, the Chachamim, and Abba Shaul regarding the necessity for the performance of Yibam to be Mechavein L'Shem Mitzvah. The Gemara quotes a Stam Mishnah on Lamed Testament Beis, about a third of the way down. Rashi says this is a Mishnah B'chayrois, that mitzvahs yibam kaidemes and mitzvahs chalitza, but that's only in the beginning that they were mechavin l'shem mitzvah. But nowadays that they're not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, we say mitzvahs chalitza is kaidemes. That Stam Mishnah seems to be like Abba Shaul, because according to the Chachamim, what difference does it make if people are not mechavin l'shem mitzvah? The Chachamim darshin a pasuk that Yivama Yava Yaleha Mikamakim. So what difference does it make if nowadays people are not mechavin l'shem mitzvah? Because of this Stam Mishnah, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that the halacha is like Abba Shaul, because the Stam Mishnah B'chayrois is like Abba Shaul and not like Rami Bar Chama, that says that the Chachamim changed their mind and they ultimately decided that the halacha is not like Abba Shaul. A little further down on the page, the Gemara says, in the beginning they were mechavin l'shem mitzvah, yibam came first. But now that they're not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, chalitza comes first. Rami Bar Chama says, no, they reverted back to saying yibam koidemes. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak asked Rami Bar Chama, are people better today? Achshar Dari? So Rav Nachman said, not at all. Rami Bar Chama said, not at all. Originally, they held like Abba Shaul. They need to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah. Ultimately, they concluded like the Chachamim. And the Gemara cites a braisa. Abba Shaul says that someone who marries Yevama for beauty or for marriage or for something else, it's like your poigeya in the erva itself. And Abba Shaul says, the karov, here, listen to these words, ki'ilu poigeya be'erva. It's as if you're living with an eshesach. And it's close in my eyes to say the Vlad is a Mamzer. And the Chachamim say, Yavama Yava Yaleha Mikom Akim. The Chachamim say it doesn't matter what your Kavana is. So while the Chachamim say, Yavama Yava Yaleha, Abba Shaul says, no, if you're not Mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah, if you're Mechavin L'Shem Noi, L'Shem Yishus, L'Shem Davar Acher, it's ki'ilu poigea be'erva v'koroi v'ani be'enai liyos havlad mamzer. That is the sheet of Abba Shaul. The Rambam and the Rif paskin like the Chachamim. Rabbeinu Tam paskins like Abba Shaul. So now we want to examine the following major question on Abba Shaul. Let me bring up the Mara Mekoymos here. Alrighty, see what we could do. Here we go. The Ramban. Question is like this. There is a Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel. Do you have a Gemara? My Gemara, I'm just getting my Gemara. Where are those? Where is the Gemara? There's a Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel that says that someone who is Koines Yavama, Bein B'Shoigeg, Bein B'Mezid, regardless of living with the Yavama, the Halacha is your Koineher. Now what does it mean B'Mezid? B'Mezid means you're doing it just to, because of her beauty, for nothing else, as if it would be Znus. So the halacha is you're kind of her. So that Mishnah on Nun Gimel seems to be like Abba Shaul. Not like Abba Shaul. Because it says you could marry her, whatever your intentions are, irrespective, or don't matter. So we have a Stam Mishnah on Nun Gimel, not like Abba Shaul. So the Ramban says, "Umashmali de lahach svar Abba Shaul habal yivim tay anos umezid loy kana." Someone who lives with the Yavama, he's coerced, or he does it b'mezid. You should not be kaina. He darshins, Yavama lives with her for the mitzvah. How could Abba Shaul say that if you live with a woman, l'shem noi, it's as if you're living with an erva and the child is a mamzer? And the Torah, on the other hand, darshins that you're kind of her regardless. In other words, there's a stam mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel that seems to darshin Yavama Yava Yaleh Bal Karcha that no kavana is needed, and that's against Abba Shaul. Elavade l'Abba Shaul loikani. Says the Ramban, according to Abba Shaul, if you live with the Yavama l'shem nai, not only is it like living with an erba, but you're not kind of her. And the Mishnah later says on Nun Gimel, you are kind of her. The Mishnah says Nun Gimel, you're kind of her, bein b'shoigig, bein b'oynes, bein b'mezid. And therefore, if we have a Stam Mishnah later on, not like Abba Shaul, me'ata adover muchash, halacha k'divrei chachamim. Basically, now we have a Mishnah that says you're kind of her, even if you're kavan l'shem noi. So the matter is concluded that the halacha is like the chachamim from many sugyos. That in fact you're kind of her. So Rabban is saying that in fact you are kind of this. The Chachamim say you'd be kind of the woman. The Mishnah says you're kind of the woman. So clearly the Mishnah is not like Abba Shaul. In other words, the Ramban is learning that Abba Shaul's requirement that you're mechavin l'shem mitzvah is a biblical requirement, not a rabbinic requirement. Because if Abba Shaul only meant midrabanon, it's like being poigea be'erva, and it's karoi v'ani be'enai liyois havlad mamzer. If these were only rabbinic, then the Mishnah Nun Gimel would not be against Abba Shaul, because the Mishnah Nun Gimel that says you're koina, yes, certainly you're koina, because Abba Shaul only requires kavana midrabanon. Elamai, the Ramban is of the opinion that according to Abba Shaul, this is a biblical requirement. Let's see the Ritva. The Ritva in the beginning of Yivamais, the beginning of Haba al Yivimtoi, he says Haba al Yivimtoi, Bein b'shoigeg, Bein b'mezid, Perish ustama deloy ka Abba Shaul. It seems like there's a Stam Mishnah, not like Abba Shaul. The Amar, he said earlier in Argamar, Shakonis Yivimto L'Shimna Kilo Pagia Be'erva. And L'Chayra, when he said it's Kilo Pagia Be'erva Vahi Afilo B'Di'evet, he... And he meant even B'Di'evet, because he didn't say Lo Yikonis Yivimto L'Shimna. He says Hakonis! You did it! And even B'Di'evet, it's no good. Uvamezid Hainu k'may l'shem noi. B'mezid means for beauty. Shari oisel is nusva amma, like Rashi says. Says the Ritva, no, not like the Ramban, that Abba Shaul means even b'di'evid you're not kind of it. Efshar da Abba Shaul midrabanon ka'amar. It could be Abba Shaul only said a midrabanon. V'hainu da'amar ki'ilu p'ygeya be'erva. When he said, it's as if you're p'ygeya be'erva, he meant midrabanon. And when he said v'karoiv be'ena elias havlad mamzer midrabanon, and the chachamim say no, yavama yavay lemi kol makim dafil midrabanon kind of ve'eno kilu pagea be'erva. Even rabbinically, you're not pagea be'erva. V'zeh yoyser nachan. This is a more correct way to learn the sugya. By the way, the Ramban again learns that Abba Shaul cannot be reconciled with the Mishnah Nun Gimel, because the Mishnah says that you are kind of her, and according to Ramban, according to Abba Shaul, you're not kind of her. Now we have to understand, according to the Ramban, that in Abba Shaul, that it's a da'iraisa that you need to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah. What does Abba Shaul mean? Ki'ilu pagea be'erva, v'karoiv ve'enai liyos havlad mamzer, l'choira, it should be, you are being pagea be'erva, and the Vlad is a mamzer? Why only is it as if? Meaning, in the Ritva, that's drabanan, you could say it's as if you're pegeh be'erva, or it's karoiv be'inai liyos havlad mamzer. But in the Ramban, that it's a do'iraisa. Why is it only ki'ilu pegeh be'erva? Why is it only karoiv be'inai? But the says the Ritva, it is more correct to say Abishol is only speaking midrabanan. V'zeh yoyser nachan, this is more correct. Midoloi parach be'gemara, masnisin doloi ka'abishol. Why doesn't the Gemara in the beginning of the sixth parak say, oh, the Mishnah says that HaKoines es Yevimtoi bein b'shoigeg bein b'mezid your koine. The Gemara should say, this Mishnah is not like Abishol. Elamai, the Mishnah could fit into Abishol because Abishol is only speaking Midrabanan. Now, this is another interesting thing. What about the Chachamim? If Abishol is only talking on a rabbinic level, that it's Karoiv, it's ki'ilu pegeh be'erva, and it's karoiv ve'ein aliyos havlad mamzer, then do the Rabbanon say you're allowed to marry Yevama l'shem noy? Says the Ritva, no. The kuleyam l'charchila asur l'chnois l'shem noy v'iznos. Everyone says l'charchila you shouldn't do it for beauty and znos. The question just is, b'di eved, if you did it, is it like rabbinically considered your pegeh be'erva and rabbinically the Vlad is a mamzer? I mean, everyone says you shouldn't do it, even the Chachamim. The question though is, if you did do it, now midoy rai, so you're koina, that everyone also agrees with. There's this very small machloikis, if you did it, is there like a rabbinic infraction? The Nemuke Yosef in the beginning of the sixth parak.
According to the Ramah,
yeah.
Abishol, if somebody marries a woman mishumnai because of beauty, what iser is there?
None. But we're not talking about marrying a woman mishumnai. We're talking about marrying a yevama mishumnai.
No, I mean a yevama.
The iser is eshesach. The Torah only gave a heter on the eshesach if you're mechavein l'shem mitzvah. Yevama yavoy aleha l'shem mitzvah. In other words, the same way if she would have children, so it's not a situation of Yibam, you're not performing the mitzvah of Yibam in Abishol if you're not mechavein l'shem mitzvah.
So why doesn't the Gemara say that Abishol holds your Iver Kares then? It seems like that it's...
Why doesn't... Well, I mean, the Gemara says ki'ilu paigeya be'erva. So...
So why is that also ki'ilu? Then it should be Mamish and Erva.
Okay. We'll possibly give an approach for that coming up. There's the way Rav Shmuel Rozovsky reads the Gemara according to Ramban, and there's the Karen Oira that I didn't put on the sheet, but maybe I'll whip it out. Let's see the Muke Yosef. The Muke Yosef says, Miu hadam rinan dehu mezid kaina. Says okay, so that which we said, if you live with her b'mezid, you're kind of mistavred to b'di'evad kamar. It means b'di'evad, afilu midrabanan. Even midrabanan b'di'evad, you're kind of. But avo l'chadchila asal asas kein midrabanan, l'chadchila, you can't do it. V'haynu d'loi pirshu b'gemara masnisin d'loi k'abashol. That's why this Gemara doesn't say that our Mishnah is not like Abashol. D'amra akonis yivimto shem na'akil pagyab ever kavani b'ein aliyas v'lat mamzer. Why don't we say the Mishnah is not like Abishol? D'ha'ach b'mezid haynu l'shemna. Here, when we say b'mezid, it's for beauty. Sharei oisel is nus ba'alma. So how does this fit into Abishol? Elavadei Abishol midrabanon hu tika amar. Abishol must mean midrabanon. Ulechat chila, you're not allowed to. Here we're talking about b'di'eved. Dika amar dikana. And what are the Rabbanon? Hold Rabbanon, the pligi alei d'Abishol, v'adai moide d'asr lasus kein. They agree you're not allowed to. But they argue, even l'chat chila in ba'al l'shem no'i lo'i have a k'pogea b'erva. In other words, the Rabbanon agree you're allowed to. Everyone agrees, b'di'evet, if you did it, it's not k'ilu pogea b'erva, and the v'la's not a mamzer. The question is, l'chat chila, if you're being ba'al l'shem no'i, do we say it's k'ilu pogea b'erva, and the child will be a mamzer. So the Nivukei Yosef is like the Ritva. So now the Shaila is in the Ramban. Like Rabasi was asking, why, if in according to the Ramban, it's the Oiraisa in Abba Shaul to be Mechavin L'Shem Ishus, why does he say Karoiv Be'enai Liois Havlad Mamzer? Why Karoiv? It should be it should be Poigea Be'erva V'Havlad Mamzer. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, V'nechleku harishoinim b'das Abba Shaul, the harishoinim argue in the opinion of Abba Shaul, the Ramban in the Sugya holds that it's mamish like an erva gemura midoraisa, and there's an isser of eshes ach, that's the Ramban holds. Ay, v'hodinoka lishna v'koroi v'ani be'enai. Why v'koroi? The answer is, Abba Shaul is not sure if he's right. Abba Shaul's mesupik, whether you have to be mechavein or you don't have to be mechavein. That's all Abba Shaul means. Abba Shaul would say, if I would be definitive that this is a din d'oraisa, I would say it's poigea be'erva, and the vlad is a mamzer. The thing is, I'm not certain. Haynu mishum d'Abba Shaul gufei misafka lebaha. Aval hatsad d'havalei hachi, but according to the position that you need to be mechavein l'shem mitzvah, have a mamish kepoigea be'erva. And that's why the Ramban says that which we learned in the Mishnah, Habal Yivimto, Din Ba'alel, L'Shem Znos, Kana, that's not like Abba Shaul. The Eich Efshur Sheyezek, Kepoigea Ve'erva, Vavlad Mamzer. How could it be? It's like you're living with the Erva, and the Vlad's a Mamzer, and the Torah says, you're Koina. And therefore the Ramban says, Halacha is not like Abba Shaul. Let's see if I copied the right thing here. No. You hear how Rav Shmuel is learning the Ramban? Rav Shmuel is learning the Ramban. That in Abba Shaul, the if there is a requirement to mechavin l'shem mitzvah, and it's d'oraisa, living with her would be a shesach, and the child would be a mamzer. The only reason Abba Shaul says Karoiv be'enai and ki'ilu poigea is because Abba Shaul is not sure. But if anybody would be sure of that position, then it would be poigea be'erva, and the vlad would be a mamzer. Now, bear with me one second. I'm just getting the Karen Oira. Don't go anywhere. I am back. Okay. The Karen Oira does not quite learn the Ramban like Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, that Abba Shaul himself is mesupik whether you need to mechavein l'shem noi or not. I mean, the way Rav Shmuel is learning the Ramban, it seems that if you would be definitive about that, it would be like living with an erva. Now I want to share with you a kasha, the Karen Oira, and then I'm going to come back to answer it at the end of the shir. The Karen Oira asks on the Ramban, according to Abba Shaul, can a katan or a cheresh do yibam? What's the halacha? Could a katan do yibam? The answer is yes. If a katan does yibam, he's kaina. What about a cheresh? Cheresh also. Cheresh that does yibam, your koina. Aye, he's not mechavin l'shem mitzvah. How's Abba Shaul going to deal with that? It's a beferish mishnah. It's a stam mishnah. That's one kasha, the Karen Oira. Clearly, you don't have to have kavana. The Karen Oira says, Elishmamina de la Abashal Gamkin Lav Erva Gemurahi. Afilum loinus gavin l'shem mitzvah. Ukeilu pagea be'erva ka'amar. V'gama shomer kor v'in alias of lad mamzer. Lav d'choshev le'safek mamzer. Elamachmas choymer ho'isser hu de ka'amar. De karev hu liyos mamzer. Avo be'emes lo'y have a mamzer. The way the Karen Ira learns, and this is going to fit well into the interesting Noida Bihuda. Noida Bihuda says that in the world of Abishal, is the, we could klara chakira. Do you need to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah? Or is it that you're not allowed to be mechavin l'shem znos? Do you need positive kavana l'shem mitzvah? If so, a katan shouldn't be able to do it, or a cheresh shouldn't be able to do it. Or is it that, no, you don't need kavana, you don't need positive kavana, it's just you're now to be mechavein l'shem noi, or l'shem, you can't have a negative kavana. And in that case, we understand why a cheresh and a shoita, a cheresh and a katan could do yibam, because they may not have positive kavana, but they're not having negative kavana. And so it says in the Yehuda Va'imar Ani Shemuchach. Now, in the world that you have to have positive kavana, and if that's a da'iraisa, so I can understand that I can understand what the potential isra would be. Yibum's a mitzvah, and if you're not mecham l'shem mitzvah, you're not getting the mitzvah. But if it's that you're now to have negative kavana, maybe the svara of Abba Shol is if you're having negative kavana when you're doing the mitzvah, it's an avera. You're doing an avera. That's how the Karen Oira learns. That having kavana, l'shem znus, or l'shem noi, is a negative kavana. It's an avera to do that. And because of the choymer of that avera, Abba Shaul says it's like you're living with an erva. And it's as if the child is a mamzer. But you're not living with an erva, and it's not, the child is not a mamzer. And the yisr is not an eishes ach. It's an yisr of yivama yava yaleo, that the Torah says, we don't want you to have improper kavanas here. So the Noida Bihuda also says, in his opinion, you don't need positive kavanas. You now have negative kavanas. Shahare in Yivam. Okay. And he says, the raya is, the Ramban proves the halacha is not like Abba Shaul from the Mishnah. If you live with a woman, l'shem noi, you're not koina. I mean, if you live with a woman, b'mezid, you're koina. And the Ramban says that doesn't fit into Abba Shaul, who would say if you live with a woman l'shem noi, you're not koina. Why didn't the Ramban bring a raya explicitly that a katan is koina medoi raisa and a cheresh is koina medoi raisa? So that doesn't fit into Abba Shaul. Why does the Ramban have to bring a raya that from mezid you're koina to prove that Allah is not like Abba Shaul? Why didn't the Ramban bring a proof against Abba Shaul from Cheresh and Katan? Elamai Cheresh and Katan, Abba Shaul would agree you're koina because you're not having negative kavana. It's only Abba Shaul would disagree about l'shem noi, he would say you're not koina because that's negative kavana. Look, he says, Shuv pakachti einai v'raisi b'chadusha Ramban in Yevamas, daf lam tesna beis kasav, that according to Abba Shaul, anus umezid loy koina, umizeh hevi raya, that according to Abba Shaul, if you're Oinus or Mezid, you're not Koinen. He brings a raya from the Sugya and Perek HaBal Yevimtoi that the Halach is not like Abba Shaul. Avo Mecher Shmi Katan Loi Hevi Raya Lestor Das Abba Shaul. He doesn't prove anything from Cherish and Katan. And even though the Ramban writes, Beferush Katan is Koinen Minat Torah. Must be Cherish V'Katan, even according to Abba Shaul, it's okay, because you're not having negative kavana. Now, even in the world that you don't have to have positive kavana, you don't have to have negative kavana, you could still learn two ways. You could potentially learn like the Ramban, the way Rav Shmuel Rozovsky learns Ramban, that if you have negative kavana, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, and it doesn't push off the Eishes Ach, and it's an erva, and the Vlad Zamamzer, and the reason why Abba Shaul says kipoy geya and koroy ve'ina is because Abba Shaul is not sure. But the Karen Oira doesn't learn that way. He learns negative kavana is a separate iser. It's an avera. To do yibum for znus is an avera. But it's not, the Eish HaSach is removed, and there's no erva here. I want to show you, I left out an important maramakoim, and that is the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel, one of the Noisei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, he's not happy with the Ramban. The Ramban again says that Abba Shaul is wrong because we have a Mishnah later on, not like him. The Beis Shmuel wants to say that even if you say that you need to be mechavin l'shei mitzvah midai raisa, Abba Shaul would still say you're koineh. The Beis Shmuel feels that it's not irreconcilable. That you could reconcile a biblical requirement to be mechavin l'shei mitzvah with the Mishnah later on that says that if you live with a Yavama l'shem noi, you're koina. This is going, I'm sorry, this for whatever reason didn't make it on the sheet. If you have an Evan Ho'ezer handy, it's Siman Kuf Samach Vav Halacha Zayin, where the Mechaber says, Habal Yavimta, if you live with the Yavama, Bein B'Shoigeg, Bein L'Shem Znus, Bein Sh'ansu Goyim V'Hid Biku B'Yavimta. Kana Afilu Bahara, your Kaina. Says the Beis Shmuel, your Kaina, Af L'Shitas HaPoiskim D'Sfiruluhu, Mitzvahs Chalitza Koidemes. Even those poiskim that say Mitzvahs Chalitza is Koidemes, like Abba Shaul, who says that if your Kaina is L'Shem Znos, Ki'ilu Noigea Be'erva. Yeah, Ki'ilu Noigea Be'erva. Mikomakon B'Dieved Kaina. Even though it's ki'ilu noigea be'erva, but do you have it your koina? Why? Now, kein kasav hanemuke yosef. Nenemuke yosef says, but do you have it, you'll be koina. Now, nenemuke yosef's going l'shitase, that he holds it's only rabbinic. Therefore, he holds, but do you have it your koina? Because Midarai said there's no Isser. Okay, so far we haven't heard the whopper. The Beis Shmuel is saying that, of course, in the world of the Mukhe Yosef, you'll be koineh because he learns Abba Shaul holds its only rabbinic requirement. But now the Beis Shmuel takes it to the extreme. Miu Yesh Loimar, you could still argue, Afim Hoya Midaraisa. Even if the requirement to be Mechavin L'Shem Mitzvah is Midaraisa, you're still kind of her. Now that's a whopper. How could such a thing be that even if you have to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah midoy raisa, you're still kind of her? So based on what we learned, we should have an answer. The answer is possibly like the Karen Oira, that you don't have to have positive kavana, you just can't have negative kavana. And the Isser of negative kavana, it's stam a new Isser in the Torah. There's a new Isser in the Torah called Yavama Yavay Aleha. You're not allowed to live with the Yavama for ulterior motives. The mitzvah of Yivam is not hinged on it. In other words, if you did it, you're going to be koina her, you're mekayim the mitzvah. It's just an avera to live with her, l'shem znos, or l'shem noi. That might be a potential way to understand the Beis Shmuel. Now, I'm sort of taking an easy way out here. Based on the Karen Oira, that it seems like the one way to learn this sugya is that Abishol has like a outside superimposed requirement that you're that not that you have to be mechavin l'shem mitzvah, but you're not allowed to be mechavin for an ulterior motive, and that's an avera. But there are those who learn the Ramban that if you're mechavin negatively, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, and still learns you could be koinaher. And that's sort of where some of the Rashi Yeshivas go. Is there room to say that even if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you're still not chayiv kares, and you're still koinaher? Meaning, does the kinyan of the yevama, is that hinged on the fulfillment of the mitzvah? Or are they sort of separate? Can a kinyan transpire without the fulfillment of a mitzvah? Okay, Rabbi Isai, that's what I got for you today. Wishing everyone a great day. Thanks for joining. And Bezus Hashem, tomorrow night, Daf Mem. Daf Mem. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great one.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.